KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
There's been a development in the case of the police officer charged in connection with the Durban carjacking that claimed the life of Zara Ramsamy. The 11-year-old girl was killed outside a fast food restaurant in Malvern in September. Constable Minenhle Makhaya was nabbed a month later after he was found in possession of a bank card belonging to the child's mother. Newswatch's Nishira Sudhial was at the Durban Magistrates Court today.
Makhaya, through his attorney, told the court that he intends to plead guilty to charges of theft, fraud and defeating the ends of justice. A plea and sentencing agreement was handed in during his appearance in Court 12 this morning. The plea bargain has now been sent to the senior public prosecutor for consideration. The development comes 7 months after Zara was killed by one of the hijackers as he was driving off with her mother's SUV. It was later found abandoned. Makhaya had been given the responsibility of moving the recovered vehicle to a SAPS facility and picked up Mrs. Ramsamy's bank card inside the car. He's claimed he mistook the card for his. The constable was arrested after it emerged the card was used to buy hundreds of rands worth of alcohol. Nushera Sudhial, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban Magistrates Court.
Health workers and activists have been picketing at Prince Mshiyeni Hospital in Umlazi to demand justice following the death of a medical intern last week. Dr. Aluluto Mazwi collapsed while at work. The 25-year-old was allegedly forced to report for duty in the pediatric ward last Monday, despite being ill. Newswatch's Qinokuhle Malinga reports that the protesters are demanding accountability, better working conditions, and more support for staff in public health care.
The protesters have described the intern's death as a tragic reminder of the systematic neglect and exploitation of workers. Dr. Mazi lived with diabetes for more than a year. His family says he'd been unwell in the days leading up to his death. It's alleged he informed a supervising consultant that he was ill on the 12th of May, but was instructed to continue working. Mazi's death has sparked public outrage, prompting investigations by both KZN Health and the Office of the Health Ombud. Meanwhile, family, friends and colleagues are expected to attend a memorial service in his honor at the hospital this afternoon. Qinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Umlazi.
And researchers have warned rising seas will severely test humanity's resilience in the second half of the 21st century and beyond. They say this is even if nations defy the odds and cap global warming at the ambitious 1.5 degrees Celsius target. Their report says the pace at which global oceans are rising has doubled in 3 decades. They add that on current trends, it will double again by 2100 to about 1 centimeter per year. According to earlier research, absent protective measures such as seawalls, an additional 20 centimeters of sea level rise by 2050 would cause some $1 trillion in flood damage annually in the world's 136 largest coastal cities. Durban 29 this afternoon, Richards Bay 32, Pietermaritzburg 28. The top story this hour, there's been a development in the case of the police officer charged in connection with the Durban carjacking that claimed the life of Zara Ramsamy. The constable says he now plans to plead guilty to charges of theft, fraud and defeating the ends of justice. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.